Dr. Susan Perillo. I'm a professor of philosophy and ethics at Siena College. I'm also a survivor of sexual assault. I find myself this morning still disturbed by the conversation I heard on the roundtable yesterday with Alan Chartok, in which Alan wanted to ask the very poignant question of whether or not some women claim to be sexually assaulted, but in fact were not sexually assaulted. And the two women on the roundtable shut him down. I think it's important to ask that question. As a professor of ethics, I say, and despite being a woman and despite being a survivor of sexual assault, I think it's incredibly important to ask that question and to try to see the nature of false accusations, how we can identify false accusations, try to see this complex issue not just from the standpoint of women who have been actually sexually assaulted, but also from the standpoint of men who are falsely accused. When people falsely accuse, it really poisons the well for those who have actually been assaulted. Number two, it saddens me that on your program, you're strictly focusing on women who have been sexually assaulted. I am very close to three males who have been sexually assaulted by other males and one male who was sexually assaulted by a female. So let's be clear, sexual assault does not just happen to women.
Hi, this is Fred Perkins. I'm from Albany, New York, and I'm wondering why the media is not going after President Trump for what he said to Cecilia Vega during the White House Rose Garden press conference. Where is the media when things like this happen? A reporter is attacked and insulted.
My name is Mike Skelly. I'm calling from Glenville, New York. If WAMC cannot find a less biased commentator than Stephen Gottlieb, the station has ceased to be worth listening to.
Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York. I had to take issue with NPR and their newscasts Wednesday at 5 o'clock. I was certainly unhappy to hear some of the things that were being said as to a possible male backlash to the Kavanaugh hearings. And in doing so, NPR used sound bites from Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham. And I'm saying to myself, well, don't they have their own shows? It's one thing to report on something, but actually to give them credence by airing sound bites is unappreciated, and it's not journalism.